Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island, and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
How they made cement.
It's like a big clothes dryer.
Clifford and Mac think it's pretty neat, too. Excuse me, what are you making?
We're putting in a new swimming pool for the Birdwell Island Park.
This is a pool?
No, this will be the sidewalk leading to the pool. We'll pour the pool cement tomorrow.
Go ahead, put your hand in it. It's okay.
Ew. Look, Jetta, you made a handprint in the cement.
Wow, that looks great.
How'd you kids all like to put your handprints in the cement?
Could we, really?
Sure.
Come on, we can put ours next to Jetta's.
Ew, it's all squishy and wet.
Okay, time to rinse.
His footprints in the cement, too, don't you, Mackie?
I don't think so, Jetta.
Of course he does, because he knows he's gonna get a great big tummy yummy when he's done. Perfect!
It does look kind of cool.
Can Clifford do one, too?
Okay, Clifford, put her there.
Mac! Wow, that's deep.
Someone could fall right in it.
I'm afraid we'll have to fill it in again.
Sorry, boy. I guess your paw's a little too big for this.
Come on, Clifford. Let's go play some ball.
Ruff, ruff.
Bye-bye, and thanks for letting us leave our handprints.
The cement was all squishy and wet, but I bravely placed my paw down without blinking an eye.
Wow, it's a real beauty, Mac.
Ah, yes it is, isn't it?
What you looking at, guys?
We're looking at Mac's cool paw print in the sidewalk.
Whoa, that's great, Mac.
Thank you. I know. Clifford did one too, you know.
Really?
Where is it, Clifford?
Mine was too big. They had to fill it in again.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is too bad. But I guess we can't all have our paws in cement.
Well, I think that if Clifford wants to make a paw print, He should make a paw print.
Really?
Yep.
But he can't. He's too big to make one here.
Well, if he can't make one here, we'll just have to find some place where he can make one. Come on, everyone. I know just where we can go.
Great.
Right behind you, Cleo.
But wait. Clifford can't... I mean, he's too... Oh, I mean... Oh, fine. Wait for me.
Okay, so here's what we do. We bring bunches of water up to this flat area, and we make the sand really wet. And then Clifford puts his paw in the wet sand and makes a perfect paw print.
What a great idea, Cleo.
Thank you. Now let's get busy.
Oh, hold still, you silly water. Oh, dear.
The sand is soaking up the water. Oh, this is gonna take forever.
We need to get the water here faster.
Okay. This time, let's run!
Why don't we dig a tunnel from here to the ocean? That way the water will come up here by itself.
Great idea, Clifford.
Let's get started.
I think Clifford already has.
Wet now.
Yeah. Ooh, nice and wet.
Is it working? Do you think that sand is ready for my paw print?
It's ready.
Okay, here goes.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Well, I don't know about perfect.
I made a paw print. I did it.
Was a beauty.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, guys.
What do you mean, thanks? We're not giving up yet.
We're not?
Just because this one didn't last doesn't mean we can't make another one that will.
Really?
Personally, I think we should give up and...
We're not giving up, Mac.
Come on! Let's find someplace else to put Clifford's paw prints.
You know, he's never going
to... Let's go.
Okay, okay.
Follow me, guys. I have an idea. Watch. You see how the grass bends down where you step on it?
Hey, yeah. That's really neat, Cleo. Think it'll work with my paw print?
Sure, Clifford.
This'll never work.
I don't know, Mac. It looks pretty good to me.
Let me see.
Okay. Are you ready?
Wow!
Let me up there to see.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Well, Well, it was great while it lasted.
Now this is gonna work, Clifford.
Right. A grass print may not last, but a mud print is forever.
Where'd all this mud come from anyway?
Sheriff Lewis says there's an underground spring here that keeps this place muddy all the time.
Go on, Clifford. Put your paw in. It'll be great.
I don't think so.
Whoa!
Well, that should leave a pretty good mark.
Take your paw out now, Clifford, and let's see the print.
Okay.
Wow, it worked!
It does look kind of nice.
Oh, no!
It's okay, guys. Thanks for trying.
Clifford!
It's Emily Elizabeth. Come on, let's go.
Clifford, I found you the perfect place to leave your paw print. Today they're making the wading pool, Clifford, and it's going to be in the shape of your paw.
Okay, Clifford. Put her there.
Your paw print wading pool, Clifford.
Woof, woof.
And I love you. Speckle and the Disappearing Cookie. One day, Speckle's friends gathered at the old tree stump to watch him perform a magic show. First, Speckle the Magnificent took a cookie out of his hat and announced he was going to make it disappear. His friends watched closely as Speckle put the cookie on the tree trunk. He moved his magic handkerchief over it, wiggled his fingers mysteriously, then pulled the handkerchief away, and presto! The cookie was gone! Everyone was amazed and wondered where the cookie had gone. Behind his back? Up his sleeve? No, Speckle smiled and told them where the cookie had gone. Into his mouth! He ate it! Everyone laughed at his joke. Then they all had a chance to try the trick, making a whole hatful of cookies disappear. And they were delicious! The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Then came Bob. Okay, Clifford, here we are.
I hope Vaz is home, Emily.
Let's go see.
I'm right behind you.
Here I come.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
We'll be right back, Clifford.
Woof, woof.
Wait, come back here. Hey, stop. I just want to know your name.
What's going on?
Who is that?
Bob, sit.
really scared that poor little dog, Emily Elizabeth.
Clifford isn't scary.
Bob belongs to Dr. Din. I'm taking care of him while she's away.
I didn't know Dr. Din had a dog.
She got him from the dog pound about 2 weeks ago.
He's really cute, isn't he?
Hey, Vaz, we're all gonna make a kite for kite flying day today. You want to help us?
Sounds great. I saw a book on kites at the library last week.
Let's go look at it.
Okay, let me go get my shoes. I wonder how this got out here.
Come on, you guys. Let's find that book.
Bob will have to stay out here with Clifford.
I'm sure they'll have fun together.
Come on.
Okay, let's go find that book.
Let's build a really big kite.
Okay, Bob, what do you want to... Bob? What are you doing?
I found a lunch bag. I wonder what's in it.
Bob, that's not yours.
Well, it will be just as soon as I can just...
Oh, no. Oh, that was close. You should be more careful. Bob? Oh, no. That's dangerous. Calm down.
Don't be such a scaredy cat.
Oh, no.
Bob!
Clifford, why did you put Bob up on the ledge? Huh? Poor little thing.
Is he okay, Jetta?
Yeah. No thanks to Clifford.
Clifford didn't do anything.
I'm sure Bob didn't climb up on that ledge all by himself.
As long as he's okay, that's all that really matters.
Whatever. But Clifford should be a little more careful.
Look, string!
That'll be perfect for our kite.
Buenos dias, kids. Shopping for kite building equipment?
See, Miss Martinez? We're gonna make a really big one.
Well, why don't you come inside and tell me what else you need?
Bob, you stay out here with Clifford.
Oh, he is so cute.
Come on, let's get shopping.
Oh, yeah, shopping is gonna be so much fun.
They won't be gone too long. What is it? What?